I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Zydeco accordionist and Creole culture advocate Terrence Simeon has been a world traveler with his South Louisiana music. Terrence Simeon brought country zydeco to the popular urban New Orleans film The Big Easy in the late 1980s. 20 years later, Terrence's advocacy was responsible for the creation of the Grammy Award category for Best Zydeco or Cajun Album, and he won the Grammy that year for this recording, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience Live Worldwide.
Les haricots sont pas en l'air. Les haricots sont pas en l'air. Every day. Every day.
None of these promotions would have been possible without Terrence's youth and family life in the small Creole community of Mallette, Louisiana.
Well, growing up in Mallette was real simple. It was all about family. It was about church. It was about music. It was about food. And it was about having as much fun as you could between all of that. When I started going out to the dances as a teenager, I started, really checking out the accordion and really thinking, I think I might be able to do that, and listening to the melodies and stuff and just looking at the bellow, the in and out and the buttons and all that, it just really made me want to play it. And so my dad bought me one and I taught myself how to play it.
What is it that made you stick with that accordion, which in the big world of America at the time wasn't considered exactly the instrument to go out and make a success on?
Well, it's something that I really became passionate about. I really felt the pride of the history of the music, and I was in the minority at the time, There weren't too many kids my age wanting to play it.
I suppose a lot of people got to know about you when the film The Big Easy came out, and you did at least one traditional zydeco kind of number there on stage.
I had just started my band in 81, so I was just playing like for 4 years, and I get this call from these guys who was doing a movie, and we did the audition in New Orleans. And usually doing an audition you play one or two songs, but they had us keep on playing, and we played for probably, I would say, almost 2 hours. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a song that I wrote, which had that classic groove to it, and was a scene where people were dancing. They wanted to create that kind of feel, that was authentic, and that song was the one that fit.
Terrence, you, of course, became also known as a person who received a Grammy, and it went to a recording called Live Worldwide, in which you really emphasize your breadth of relationship to other kinds of music in the world.
Well, I kind of take the same approach that Clifton Chenier took. Clifton Chenier fused this music with so many different things, and he fused the blues, the jazz, the early rock and roll into the music and made it his own. And that's the way I feel about my approach to what I do. It's a fusion of a lot of things.
And Zydeco Boogaloo it almost sounds like you've got a couple Michael Jackson riffs in
there. We do. We do. You know, we fuse a little Michael Jackson thing in there, you know, in honor of the King of Pop. Look at the history of Creole music from the Jure to Amadee to Clifton to where it is today. It's always been like that, you know. I always tell people the most traditional thing about our music is that it evolves and it stays connected with today, but it also stays connected with yesterday.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.